This is Earth Notes. April in northern Arizona is heralded by the loud metallic wing trills of broad-tailed hummingbirds returning from winter in the highlands of Mexico and Central America. They're joined in late summer by their feisty cousins, rufous hummingbirds, which breed farther north but linger a while on their way south. Hummingbirds need to eat more than their body weight each day, so these tiny aerial athletes eat more frequently than almost any other animal. They're almost constantly looking for food. All the vitamins, minerals, and protein they need come from insects and natural flower nectar. But a short time at a sugar water feeder gives hungry hummers a useful energy boost. Like any top athlete, correct diet is crucial. So when putting out a feeder, use only refined white cane sugar. You can start the season with a 1-to-3 ratio of sugar to water to encourage hummers to find you. Once you have a loyal following, a reduced ratio of 1-to-4 will help the birds meet their daily energy and water needs. Avoid using brown and powdered sugar, molasses, honey, and commercial nectar mixes, which all contain iron. Hummingbirds evolved on a diet naturally low in iron. Consuming too much can lead to excessive iron buildup in their organs over time, potentially causing liver failure, kidney damage, and even death. If your home water supply is high in iron, be sure to use distilled or reverse osmosis water when preparing your backyard hummingbird buffet. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Siviny.